So episode 4 of The Real Housewives of London has dropped on Hayu. It is exclusive to Hayu. And oh my God, I love these women so much. We're starting out, so we're still in the Cotswolds and there's a dinner and they're all wearing red. And all I could think of was, you know how there's that episode of Game of Thrones called The Red Wedding and it's iconic? It was giving that. Like every episode seems to have like an iconic event attached to it. And this one for me was all about the red dinner table. You've got Nessie, who, bless her cotton socks, she's trying to engage in these conversations. So she's got the question box. So it's like Housewives 101 is like, how do you create content? Well, we get them to ask questions. And the questions were so prude. Sorry, the questions were so not appropriate for London society, and seeing these women, some of them are answering them, some of them are not. Like my inner prude was like sitting there going, yes, I'm with you. I don't think we should be talking about this at the dinner table.
I've got notes here. So dinner party with the stage questions. So prudy. Catherine would love it.
They are my notes.
Oh my God.
You can't talk about this at the dinner table.
You know what was funny?
Yeah. These are supposed to be short, sharp questions with short, sharp answers. And they became these long, drawn-out stories, and it became more about, like, dinner table discussion rather than saying something that's really, you know, not quite right, and you shouldn't be saying that. Nessie at one point looked like she wanted to crawl into a hole on the floor. I love that they've taken the whole shag, marry, kill game and gone trust, go out with or toss off a cliff. Like, it was so British to change the terminology to make it proper. Oh my God. So yeah, that was awesome. Then they've gone alpaca walking to the shops. Also, we've got the shopping trip and then we've got the alpaca walking. I love how quickly they move on from one thing to the next. Like, it's not dragging. It's really good. What are your thoughts sort of up to that point?
I love it. I love everything about it. I loved when they are at that dinner party and the electric violins get out and they're all dancing. It's just iconic. I love it. I cannot get enough of it. Where there's still no Juliet. We're still missing one of them. So Juliet Angus is still missing. The fact that we are, what is this, episode 4, episodes in, and she has not even been mentioned.
Yep.
Is strange to me. We can see that when it says coming next week that she is coming in and she will come in with a bang. But I don't know. I don't know. But how long is the season, do you think? 8 episodes? 10?
Well, you would think for a new show, but maybe it's going to be longer. Maybe, I don't know.
But I'm like, to have one of your main people not in it for like a quarter of the actual episodes seems strange to me, but it is making us talk about it and we are wondering where she is. So maybe it's genius.
And I want to know the name of the seat filler. So the
seat filler.
There's a seat filler every week to make it an even 6.
And she's wonderful. Like, she's great. But what's her name?
I know. My notes are the same as you. So loving it all. The dinner party was crazy. I love how everything's adapted to be very British. And then Karen gave the big story at the end about her mother, which was heartbreaking and a lovely story. But then she's left on this note with this Instagram post where everyone's like, what's happening? Very cryptic. No one knows what it means.
Impressed by that. Like, that was like experienced top tier level housewife behavior to write a post like that with the Bob Marley Hypocrites music playing at the same time. It's dangling a carrot, which she knew people were going to be like, what? What? And that was going to create conversation. It felt like such a twist. You know, when you get to the end of a movie and there's like a shock or there's a twist at the end. How many episodes of Housewives can you say that you get to the end of and there's a twist? Like, it just doesn't happen. It's
And to pull it off, it's like it's giving Real Housewives of Salt Lake City when they were all on the beach and there was
Yeah.
that scene with Heather and then and the ladies. I think a good franchise surprises you. And
Surprise.
yeah.
And the pace of it. It's the pace, and they're not just getting hung up on these weird storylines. They're moving really fast. I am really impressed for first season Housewives. So it's all of their first, well, some of them were ladies of London. So they've had a little bit of experience and they know other housewives. But to come into this and to be so impressive, I'm loving it.
Yeah, so good. My favorite show right now.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.